Today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Beis, and we are on the second line on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. As we continue discussing the brisa that was quoted on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discussed the phrase that appears a number of times in Vayikra Perek Dalet. As we know, Vayikra Perek Dalet is all about Chatas. The Sefer Vayikra, the beginning of Vayikra, starts off in a very orderly fashion. Perek Aleph of a Vayikra is all about Ola. Perek Beis is about Mincha. Perek Gimel is about Shlamim, and Perek Dalet is about Chatas. And the Chatas first is quoted, we have the Chatas of the Kohen Mashiach, as we have discussed at length here and in Harios. And in that context, we have the phrase that towards the end of the section, Pasuk Zayin. V'nasar ha-Kohen min Adam asher kanos mizbach k'toras asam l'fnei Hashem asher bo'al moed, v'skol dam ha-par, all the dam of the par of the Kohen Mashiach, yishpoch el yisod mizbach ha-ola asher pesach ha-ol moed. He will pour it to the Yisod of the Mizbach Olam, which is at the Pesach of the Ohel Moed. That is the discussion of the Par Kohen Gadol. And then we have the discussion of the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, right after that, starting with Pasuk Yud Gimel. And again we have, Umen Adam Yitir HaKadosu Mizbech HaShel Afrei Hashem Asher Bo Ohel Moed, V'eskol Adam Yishpoch El Yisod Mizbach Ola Asher Pesach Ohel Moed. It's again by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. And then we have by the Nasi. By the Nasi we have it a third time. V'lokach ha-kohen midam achatas, right, the carpet of the Melech, right, he does one of the, all the different details about when a Melech brings the special carbon. V'lokach ha-kohen midam achatas be'etzba'o, v'nasan ha-karos mizbach ha-ola, v'ezdamo yishpoch el yisod mizbach ha-ola. Right, and that he pours that. Right, we're not talking about Pesach Ol Moed because that's not one of the Chatos Pnimios. That doesn't go inside. So the first two, the Kohen Gadol and the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, you have to emphasize the extra phrase, Pesach Ol Moed, because he's coming out of the Ol Moed. But then you have the Chatos of the Nasi. And then finally, after Shishi, we have a regular Chatos. Vim Nefesh Achas Techata Bishkagam Miyam Haaretz. If a regular Karban Chatos, Samachas Yidor Rosh Achatos, and he will bring his carbon. Right there, it's not Mizbach Ola, like the first three times, but these are the psukim that the Brisa here is describing. So we darshed a few halachos that we're going through now, each and every one. What does that teach you? Yisod Mizbach Ola. First, we said it means Yisod Mizbach Ola and not the Yisod Mizbach HaPnimi. Right, especially for the pnimios, you might have thought that you pour the shirayim on the yisod of the Mizbach Olah. So the answer is you don't. Number one, even as the last line we read yesterday's daf, you might have thought that we mix and match, we flip. Right, if you have the zrikos on the inner, you put the shvicha shirayim on the outer. So if you have the zrikos on the outer, like the what we just read, what was the third? Right, that was the chatas of the nasi. So you might have thought that the it goes on the inside. So, no, we don't say that. That was one. V'lo yisod mizbach ha-pnimi. Yisod mizbach ha-olah. Number two, we said, ein lo yisod ha-pnimi atzmo. It doesn't even have a yisod. Right? You don't build it with the yisod. And finally, el yisod mizbach ha-olah, tein yisod l'mizbeach shel olah. Which meant, all shvicha shirayim of all karbanos go on yisod mizbach ha-olah. Even though these three are mentioned by these three specific karbanos, but we learned that it always has to go by the yisod mizbach ha-olah, meaning on the yisod, in a place where the yisod, where there is a yisod, not on the southeast corner. And then, what we're about to talk about now is the Brisa said, well, how do you know it doesn't mean that mizbacha, Eino Ella Mizbecha Shel Ola Yeheli Yisod. Maybe the Pasuk is teaching me that by the Chatas you do it. We know that you have to do it in corners that have a Yisod. And maybe if you're expanding it, Mizbecha Shel Ola Yeheli Yisod, the Shtayim Shehin Arba that an Ola requires, maybe the Pasuk is teaching me that you have to do that in places where there is a Yisod. Northeast and southwest corners. Maybe that's a Pasuk that's teaching me that. Right, and then we went into, maybe it's a Kal V'Chomer that you don't need the Pasuk. That was the Brisa. So now we're continuing discussing that Brisa. So on the second line of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, with all that background. O Eino Tosfos discuss, I didn't mention this at the end of the show yesterday, I wanted to, the Gemara just had the Havamina of maybe you mix and match, and then Kamashmala not. Tosfos said, doesn't Rabbi Akiva say later on, we'll have this also, we had this already, the special din of Dam Chatas. Dam Chatas has special halachos. We learned that Dam Chatas, if it goes on to a beged, it has to be washed in a special way, b'makom kadosh, but also the din of Dam Chatas, that if the Dam goes in to a area which is not supposed to go into, the dam is nifsal. Does that apply to all other karbanos also or not? That was a machlokas tanam, if you remember, on Pei Aleph Amibes, right? We had part of this Mishnah quoted earlier. Those were the three shitas that we had, Pei Aleph Amibes. Rabbi Kiva says that it applies to all damim. Kol damim shenichnusu l'chaper behechol psulin. All dam, Rabbi Kiva says. The chachamim say no, only chatas, and Rabbi Eliezer said also asham. Right, chatas and asham were all karbanos. So ask Tosfos, according to Rabbi Akiva, that all blood that goes inside becomes nifsal. So what do you need a pasuk to teach me that you're not going to have to sprinkle this blood on the mizbeach apnimi the second that you bring it inside, it's nifsal, right? And you're not going to be able to, you can't sprinkle blood that was nifsal. So ask Tosfos on top, v'im tomar, hamar Rabbi Akiva lekaman to kol damim shenichnis tufnim psulin. So you don't need, for sure you don't need a pasuk. So what's the havamina according to Rabbi Akiva? So v'yesh lomar, maybe, says Tosfos, deshirayim ein mechaprin l'Rabbi Akiva, v'lo karinen bu l'chaber b'kodesh. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you include all the dam, if you only have dam, that's shirayim dam, that's not going to achieve kapara, that's not significant enough to become nifsal. And the only time that Rabbi Akiva includes blood from all other karbanos is that blood that is l'chaper b'kodesh, blood that's going to be used l'chaper. But if it's just the shirayims, then even Rabbi Akiva, who says regular blood, will be nifsal, but if it's shirayim blood of the other karbanos, so that would not be nifsal. So that's how Rabbi Akiva would understand the havamina of the Gemara, Kamash Balan. That is why we don't even need the pasuk, because the Gemara says it doesn't even have a yesod. Okay, so we continue. Oh, eino ella mizbeach shel ola yeheli yesod. So the Gemara said, or maybe you should have a havamina. This is already, again, a quote from the Braisa. You should have a havamina that the carbon ola, it says mizbeach ha'ola. So maybe the carbon ola, the blood of the carbon ola, which requires two sprinklings diagonally across from each other, right? We shtayim shehein arba. So maybe those two, they have to be in places where there is a yesod. Remember, there is no yesod on the east and on the south side. So maybe it has this, but that's what this pasuk is teaching me. This one of the extra phrases, that the ola has to be northeast and southwest, and not the other corners, which include the southeast. So the Gemara says, Miksiv el yesod ha'ola, el yesod mizbach ha'ola ksiv. Right? The extra word mizbach means to include all karbanos, even chatos. And chatos, as we know, requires dalad kronos. So if it's dalad kronos, how could there be a havamina that only kronos, right, with a base? Right, that's there is no base on the southeast side, so that's why you wouldn't have, how could you even have that havamina? So iavik siv el yesod ha'ola. So if you would have said yesod ha'ola was out the mizbach, havamina bizakifa el yesod, I might have thought that you're allowed to put it on the height of the yesod. The yesod was an amma high and an amma wide. So I might have thought with only el yesod ha'ola that you can put it on the height. Hashta dechsiv el yesod mizbach ha'ola agago di yesod. Now that you know we said it says yesod mizbach includes, you have to put it on the roof of the yesod, on the top of the yesod, and that is... And that's how you can understand the pasuk, and that's how maybe you can understand that the pasuk is only about ola, and that would explain the havamina, and that is why we needed the pasuk to teach me that it does not apply. It doesn't. The pasuk is teaching me, as the Braisa's maskana, that all karbanas have to have their shvicha shirayim on the yesod. Rashi goes through the exact shakvataria here that we are discussing. The Briska Rav, we mentioned this once before, I think, also the Griz in his commentary on the Rambam discusses the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, and that is, and he contrasts it with the Tosfos. Midivrei Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, the taima de ola dama lamata. We know that a chatas has dam lamala and ola dam lamata. Besides the difference that we just mentioned of chatas requiring dalad kronos lamala, but ola requires shtayim shein arba lamata. So how do we define lamata? We're talking here a lot about yesod. So here the Brisker Rav says, what exactly does yesod mean? The time of the ola dama lamata mishum the dina be yesod nira the yeshlo mod od. The gam yesod hadin, no pun intended, the gam yesod hadin shall mechitza ledamim who as follows. The archatzi hamizbeach mikri makom yesod lakol hanach damata damim ta'on yesod. Whenever the dam needs yesod, even the zrika, anything under the chut hasikra, the middle line of the mizbeach, is called yesod. Vizeo ikur din di nitana lamata, mishum didim tali bi yesod. Omechati mizbeach ulamala, havi bechlau makom kronos. Lamata and dam chatas de tali be kronos. Kimivor bezvachim dafnun gimel. Rishus kronos dalit, as we'll see. Says the Grizz, you could split up the Mizbeach into two parts. The bottom half, that's called Yesod. There's the actual Yesod, which is the base of the Mizbeach, and there's Makom HaYesod. The entire bottom of the Mizbeach's bottom half is called Yesod. The entire top half is called Kronos. Even though there are Kronos on top, there is a physical Karen, there is a physical Yesod. But halachically, the entire top half is called Makom HaKronos. The entire bottom half is called Makom HaYesod. That is how he understands the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and a couple of other sources. V'zeo gamkein hadekamar gemara. The gemara is going to say later on, in Daf Pei Aleph, Makom Ola Makom Shirayim. Mishim dezeo nechlal b'yesod adin shal mechitza l'damim. Darchati mizbeach avi bechlal yesod. V'zeo ikar din makom ola. V'zeo din divrei Rambam debedin yesod ha'amur ba'ola nomar din lamata. Right? And then he quotes, maybe this is a pshat of a Mishnah we're going to have later on in the 10th parak, but either way, that is the chiddush of the Brisker Rav. V'fi divrei Rambam nicha, debedin yesod ha'amur ba'ola nechlal kol yesod adin shal lamata. U'bezet tali kol din mechitza l'damim u'mesiyasha kushri zatosas. So we'll have to get to those zatosasim. That's how the Brisker Rav understands the halacha of yesod. As we're talking about here, yesod mizbach ha'ola, that is his understanding. Good, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Gag Yesod Lamalikra, you needed a pasuk to teach me that it wouldn't be on the vertical part of the Yesod. It would have to be on the horizontal, the Gag, the roof of the Yesod. Lamalikra, Kalvachomerhu. Isn't it just a Kalvachomer? Uma Shiare Chatos. Again, a Kalvachomer that it wouldn't have to be. It would have to be on the horizontal top part. Umashi arechatas she'ena mechaperes t'una gag yesod. If the shirayim of the chatas, that is not mechaper, the shirayim of the chatas. Right, we're comparing here shirayim of the chatas to the zrika of an ola. Right, that's what we're about to compare. If the shirayim of the chatas she'ena mechapri t'una gag yesod, that requires the gag yesod. Right, it's going to be poured on the top into the holes on the in the hole on the southwest. Tchilas ola shemechaperes einodin shetuna gag yesod. So surely, what's the zrika of an ola? So of course that is mechaper, as we know, partially for bittul aseis. So surely, so what's the havamina? So I'm Rabbi Akiva, or similarly, umashi arechatas she'ein mechaprin ve'ein ba'in lechaper. He has in that extra phrase. We'll have to see what the difference is. Tuuna gag yesod if a chatas which is not mechaper. Shirayim of a chatas, which is not mechaper, and they're not ba lechaper. Toun gag yesod tchilas ola shabachaperes uba lechaper in addition to the gag yesod. So it's a very similar idea, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Imkein mata malomer el yesod mizbach ha'ola, tein yesod l'mizbach shal ola. And that's why it must be the pasuk is not coming to teach me that, it's a kavachomer. So really it's teaching me that all shvicha shirayim of karbanos are put on the yesod of the mizbeach. That's why you have those little holes on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. And my binayu, so what's then the difference between the two kavachomers, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? What's the difference between them? Amar avada bar ava, shirayim ma'akvi mika binayu. Maybe the difference is whether shirayim are ma'akev. Why? If you look at the language, mar savar ma'akvi, umar savar lo ma'akvi. Who would say what? So Rashi explains, Rabbi Yishmael savar kapara hu delo mechapri, aval ikuve ma'akvi. It's not mechaper. What's Rabbi Yishmael's lashon? She'ena mechaprin, ena mechaperes. Right. So it's not mechaper, but maybe you would have to do it. it's ma'akev the avod. He doesn't say that it's not ma'akev the avod. He just says it's not machaper. Rabbi Akiva, meaning he would hold like those tanaim, right? Also, certain tanaim, including this suggestion of Rabbi Shmuel, would hold that shirayim are ma'akev. Rabbi Akiva to Mosif ve'ein ba'in lechapara. That extra phrase, I'm reading Rashi still. Ashmiina de'ein matan damim shal matanos talibehen. So lo ma'akev shirayim hazos. That it's not ma'akev at all. So maybe that's the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. If you look in the, stop there for a moment, that's one suggestion what the Nafka Min is. If you look at the Gemara later on, again, on Daf Pe Aleph Amabez, the Gemara has a line that says, even if they're Ma'akev, Chasro ain't Ma'akev. That's the language of the Gemara later on. Even according to the Mandarma that says, Shvi Chasro Ma'akev, we'll get to Rabbi Nechemya, the Gemara says, Chasro, if they're missing something, ein ma'akev. So what does that mean, chasro ein ma'akev? So if you look at Rashi there, on Pei Aleph Amabez, Rashi says, diafilu lamanda amar, shirayim hapnimiyim ma'akvi, even in a situation where the shvicha shirayim are going to be ma'akev, hani mili ki lo yoev minayu midi, that if you didn't do any, you didn't pour any of the shirayim, aval chasro miksasan, la'achar matan damim pnimiyim. But what if you did the zrikos and then you have some shirayim and then you spill some out? Some of them spilled out. Ein hachisaron ma'akev v'shofech hashar liyasod. Right, that is the Rashi, how he interprets the Gemara on Pei Aleph Amabez. Even if you say there's a situation where Shvicha Shirayim is going to be Ma'akev, that doesn't mean that every single drop that's left over has to be poured on the Mizbeach. Even if some of it gets lost and spills out, it is okay. If you look in the Yerushalmi, some of the Achronim point out, the Yerushalmi seems to have a suffix. And again, Yerushalmis are always, not always, sometimes, you know, unclear as to what they are pointing to. And sometimes you have opposite understandings of Befarshim. I once heard from Rav Asher Weiss that Yerushalmis, there's a lot more flexibility in how we understand Yerushalmis. Because the Bavli, you know, the Rishonim tell us there's Rashi, there's Tosfos, they're all the Rishonim. Yerushalmis, you know, there aren't Rishonim on the Yerushalmi. So that's why there's much more flexibility in terms of understanding of Yerushalmis. We have the Karbon Eidah, the Pnei Moshe, the Achronim. But says the Yerushalmi in Yuma, as we know, there's no Yerushalmi on Zachim. So Yerushalmi in Yuma, in the fifth parak, Rabbi Yudin Ba'i, Avdu Mahin Srichale Kisha Hizchil. So Avdu, what if it gets lost? It's talking about Shirayim. What if some of it gets lost? So when is it worse if it gets lost? If it gets lost before the Zrikos, after the Zrikos, when is it worst? So the Yerushalmi says, the words of the Yerushalmi, Avdu Mahin, what if it gets lost? Srichale, this is the question. Kishe hischil litein v'chasro. Avalim lo hischil litein kol amamodi mashehu mishayer shehein shirayim. What does that mean? What do you say is a question? The only ibaya is if you started to put it and then it got lost. But if you didn't start to place it yet, then everyone is moda that what is left is left. So is it better? What if you started pouring the shirayim and then some of it gets lost? So is that better or is that worse? You already did some. Or do you say, right, how do you understand that? So it says the Karbon Eidah. Avdu hashirayim mahein ma'akvin azevach olo. If some of it gets lost, mi amrinan delo ma'akvi el kishahein ba'en. Maybe you would say it's only ma'akiv if it's there. Avalim ne'evdu lo. But if it's lost, it's not ma'akiv kamoha imurin. Just like the imurin, she'im ne'evdu hazevach kasher. If it's lost, hazevach is kasher. The isnehu ma'akvi. But if they are there, you can't eat it until you're maktir. O dilma, feel less new ma'akvin. Or maybe even if less new, if they're not there, then it's ma'akiv the carbon, right? If the dam gets lost before you do the zrikas, then the carbon is not going to be kosher, right? So too, maybe the shirayim have the status of zrika. That's the question. Is it like imurin? It's not ma'akiv if it gets lost or not. If you look at the Pnei Moshe, what about this ibaya here in the Gemara? Aval imlo hischil litein mehem klal v'avdu kulei amamode shemashu mishayir shehein hein ashirayim klomar im nishayir min adam achra matanos sha'alakronos. Ain kan shirayim klal the name mashiyakvu. Maybe if it's not there, again he says maybe it's not so bad. Again, what's the issue here about when it gets lost, when it doesn't get lost? What if it gets lost before you started? When does the chalos shame shirayim begin? Right, when does it get the status of shirayim? Maybe only when you start doing it. Does it start right after the Zrika? Does it start? And maybe right after the Zrika, that's Shiraim now. Now you have to put all of that. Maybe once you put some of it, then it loses the status of Shiraim. Either the Yushalmi here, according to some, said they try to work it into that Rashi. Rashi says right afterwards, it is not a problem if it gets lost. But again, some are not sure exactly. And maybe it depends when it gets lost. The Chazon Ish discusses this in Zvachim here in Simen Tesvav. He says maybe there are two dinim in Shvicha Shiraim. The Efshar, and here again, here we have the suggestion of the Machlokes Tanoim that it's Ma'akev. That's what we're talking about this year. The Efshar de la Olam Yishkan Beis Mitzvos Achas Sheyagia Dam Liyisod Vehu Kemitzvas Zrika. What we might call Maisa and Totsa'a. One aspect of Shvicha Shirayim might be similar to a Zrika. Va'ashenis Lishpoch Koladam. The Yesh Lomar, the Had Hukva Makom Hainuli Inyan Mitzvas Hagos Hadam Lemizbeach, Aval Shvichas Koladam, Lo Hukva Makom, Rak Mishum, Dein Mavir and Ein Mavsikin, Vishokhin Koladam. Hilkach, maybe an afkamina between these two elements. What if you missed the spot that you're supposed to pour it? Right? Is there an idea of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvas, as we spoke about at the end of Shir yesterday? So again, that is the question. But again, even if you say Shvich Shem is Ma'akev, is that like a Zrika? Is that not like a Zrika? I think we discussed earlier, from the Zera Avram maybe, I don't remember exactly, is Shvich Shiraim still connected to its respective karbanos? In the cases where it's not Ma'akev, where it's Ma'akev, so again, maybe it's never Ma'akev, but according to the certain Tanam, let's say the Shvich Shiraim of the Chados Pnimios are Ma'akev, and not the Chados Chitonios, then you for sure have to say that it's still connected to its original karban. But if not, what if it's not Ma'akev? The Avodah itself that you're supposed to do, even if it's not Ma'akev. How do we look at that? Is it one generic Shvich Shiraim, or is it still related to its original karban? Same question could be asked by Haktaras Emurin. Right? These actions that have to be done after the Avodah per se, Shechita Kabbalah Holach Azrika. After those, we have the Shvicha Shiraim, we have the Haktaras Emurin, maybe even Achila. Achila is a karban. When the Kohanim are eating the karban, is there any difference between Chatas and Asham and Mincha? Again, different mitzvahs I say. Maybe it might be reflected in the Bracha. Maybe there's a difference in the Bracha. If you remember that Mishnah Melech we had in the Maisa Karbanos Perag Yud, Halacha Aleph. That's where the Rambam discusses Achilas Karbanos and the Mitzvahs Asay of the Kohanim eating the Karbanos. The Rambam says there, Achilas Chatas Va'asha Mitzvahs Asay. Shnemer V'achlosim Asher Kupar Bohem. Akohanim Ochlu and Bailam Miskaper. V'chein Achilas Shiari Mincha Mitzvahs Asay. He goes through the Mishnah Malach on that Rambam. Nira the Milsa Debshita. The Rambam never quotes it. But it appears a milsa d'pshita for me. Shakoin mevarech asher kedushanu b'kedushaso shel aron v'tzivanu lechol chatas o asham. Sounds like from that version of his suggestion, you have to specify what you're eating. Right, when a kohen eats truma, that's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Trumas. He discusses the bracha of eating truma. But he says, he calls them isbar mashkad rabbeinu b'sof Hilchos Trumos gabi achilas truma ubereish Hilchos Bikurim kasav kol ochel matana shish b'kedusha mivarech. Right, but the question is, you're going to make the brachas hamitzvah. The question is, how specific are you going to be? So again, from that lashon eschatos asham. So is that would you be? You can be mechalik between all of these. What we just mentioned, three actions. Eating karbanos, haktaras emurin, shvicha shirayim. Maybe achilas karbanos of a kohen, that takes part in the kapara process. Like the language is bailam ochlim, of kohenim ochlim, and bailam miskaprim. So maybe there it retains part of its respective status for each karban it is. But by others, not. Maybe others not. What about within shlamim? That's less. Shlamim, toda, meiser, right, would all those have specific rules? So again, it's a question. You know, when does the karban lose its status of the specific karban and become just a generic achilas ha-karban? Okay, so this is a little bit, though, about Shvicha Shiraim. That is the first suggestion. The Gemara says, what's the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in their Kal Vachomers? It is about Shvicha Shiraim, whether it's ma'akev or not. Everybody agrees it's not part of the kapara process. But is it ma'akev or not? Maybe that's the difference. Next. Rav Papa Amar, no, the Kuliyama Shiraimei Ma'akvin. Maybe everybody agrees that Shiraim are not Ma'akev. As we know, most Tanoim hold that Shvicha Shiraim is not Ma'akev. If it all spills out, if you don't do it, any of it, it is not Ma'akev. The Hacha, but what's the Machlokas then? About, again, what is the Kavachomer? We have a Kavachomer from Shiraim of Achatas to the Zrika of an Ola. And because of that Kavachomer, we knocked out the Havamina and we explain what the Pasuk is needed for. So maybe what's the Rud machlokes v'hacha b'mitzui chatas ha'of ma'akev kamiflagi. The machlokes is about the mitzui of the chatas of what exactly is the mitzui is a discussion in the Rishonim, which we're going to have to get to. But generally, what is the avoda of a chatas ha'of? Chatas ha'of, as we know, is not burned on the mizbeach at all. Ein l'mizbeach ela dama is the language later on. Ein l'mizbeach ela dama, what do you have to do? So you have to do malika to the chatas ha'of, and we'll see. We don't separate the, the halacha, the difference in terms of the hafradas harosh between the chatas and the ola. What do? We sprinkle some of it, we wave some of the blood towards the mizbeach, and then we squeeze out some more of the blood, and we just like drip it and pour it onto the mizbeach. So there's a zrika and there's a mitsui. So maybe that's the question. Mitsui is the second part of that avodas hadam that has to be done. So maybe that's the issue here. But mitsui chadas of ma'akev kamiflagi. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Mar savar ma'akev, umar savar lo ma'akev, and that is the machlokas here, whether mitsui is ma'akev or not. So a discussion in the Biurei Hadaf about the mitsui from one of the Achronim, where he asks, do you need a kalvachomer again here? Well, he's explaining the kalvachomer, a kalvachomer from what's the shvicha shiraim that is being discussed here? It's the shiraim hapnimiim that are being discussed. Not the chatas pnimi, not the chatas chitzoni. So ask for Rav Arya Leib, he quotes, Lama b'emes osad at zakal v'chomer dafka mishraim pnimiim v'lo mishraim chitzoniim. Why does dafka the kavachomer, Shalom Rabbi Kiva, have to go with the shiraim of the mizbeach of the chatas pnimiyos dafka? So this question is going to lead into one of his, the chiddush. Maybe there's a chiluk between the shiraim of the chitzoniim and the shiraim of the pnimiim. The shiraim of the chitzoniim aren't midini akarban. That's for sure not a zrika, and therefore there wouldn't be a comparison. A kavachomer from the shvicha shiraim of a chatas chitzoni to the zrika of a carbon ola. That for sure is not comparable. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, when they come to have the kavachomer, they're only comparing the shiraim of the chatas pnimi. That already, one could say, is midine karbon, and there's a shame zrika aleihem. And that's why dafka, you compare them. So that, again, relates to what we were just talking about. Shiraim, is it a type of zrika? Maybe there's a difference between the chatas pnimios and the chatas chitonios. Not just because there's a higher standard. There's nothing else from the chatas pnimi on the mizbeach achitzon. So maybe this is its zrika on the mizbeach achitzon. It has some hazaos on the mizbeach hazahav. And now when you take it out, the mizbeach achitzon, this is all you have. So maybe that's why he suggests the kavachomer is from there. So again, Rav Papa says maybe this is the machlokas, whether mitsui is ma'akev or not. It is interesting, the Shitas HaRambam, the Achronim ask on the Shitas HaRambam, when is we know there's an Isser Me'ila, usually, until Zrika Sadam. After Zrika Sadam, once something is mutter to the Kohanim, then there is no more Me'ila. Do you need Mitsui Hadam by a Chatas Ha'of in order to get rid of Me'ila? Again, you have the two stages. You take you do the malika, and then you spray some of the blood, and then you squeeze out the rest of the blood next to the mizbeach, the mitsui. Do you need mitsui to remove the status of mi'ila? So you would have said, well, if mitsui is ma'akev, then you need it. And if mitsui is not ma'akev, then it doesn't. You don't need it to get rid of mi'ila. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that mitsui is ma'akev, but there's no more mi'ila already after the zrika, which is before the mitsui. That's the problem in the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, says that mitsui dam chatas ha'of ma'akev. That's what he says. Let's start from the beginning of the halacha. Chatas ha'of ketzar ha'isenasis. What was the avod of the chatas ha'of? What do you do by a chatas ha'of? Molek osa bekeren deromis ma'aravis. He did malika. The kohen does malika. Remember, malika could only be done by a kohen. Shchita could be done by a Yisrael. But malika can only be done by Kohen. So he did the malika by the southwest corner. The Yored, we'll see a Mishnah later on in Zvachim. Three special avodas that are done by the southwest corner, three by the northeast. The Yored Bitsi Parno Achayachto Chasimanim. He goes down with his fingernail until he cuts the Simanim. Orubo Shalachamehem. The Enom Abdel Rosh Ben Aguf. That's when we'll get to that. He does not cut off the head totally. Vim Hivdil Pasal Veloke. That's an Issadar Isa. To cut off the head of the Chadas Ha'of. Umaze Midama. Al Kirham Isbeach. Lamata Me Emtsao. You do hazoya, you do some sprinkling where you wave your arm and it goes lower. Remember, chatas behema is above the chutas ikra. Chatas ha'of is below. They're flipped. Shvishiyari hadam mismatzim al hayisod. You do some sprinkling and then the rest of the dam you squeeze out on the yisod. Shenemar v'hanishar badam yimatzel yisod ha'mizbeach. Michlal shahanetina al kir shashirayim shalom mismatzin al yisod v'zeo kir atachta. And then the Rambam says, "Mitzuidam chadas of ma'akev." That is ma'akev in the avoda. The einlam is veach ba ela dama. Right after you do that, then the kohanim could go and cook the carbon chat, the chadas of, and have some bird. Vashar nechal zichrekuna kibasar chadas habehema. Good. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos. Mitzuidam chadas is ma'akev. If you look at the Rambam then in Hilchos Mi'ila, in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, so you would expect that, okay, you need the mitzui to get rid of Mi'ila, because it's ma'akev. And the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, Huza dama ein ba Mi'ila. Aval asr lahanos. Bimur asav and otasav an enemy and acharazoya lomal. Okay, it's a drabanan. But on a daraisa level, right after the hazah is hadam, there is no more meila. Ask the lecha mishnah. I know what the Rambam is talking about. Vim kain rabenu tema the bereish perak based the meila. It seems like they're connected. If it's ma'akev, so then that's what holds back. It's meila until you do that avoda. So he tries to figure out exactly how to understand it. What do you have to say? You have to say figure out something that. Something could be li'ikuva, but not part of the, not considered part of the zrika. Right? It could be ma'ake without being considered part of the zrika. That's what the Achronim tried to struggle with. Or the quote from Reb Chaim. Shagama sovrim tzimitzi chata sa'of ma'akev es ha'kapara ein pirusho shahariku kahazo asadam vishihu ba'atzmo oses ha'kapara. Even if it's ma'akev, the second part of the Zrika, so to speak, is not really part of the Zrika. The Zrika is done. There's another avoda you have to do. Ela pirusho shu ma'akev es hakapara v'hainu. Shakapara be'emes nasiz raka de'azor sakadam. Ela shakoz man shalom mitzes d'ma hakapara hakapara mu'ukeves milachul. It's like a tnai. It's a tnai. It's not part of the avoda. You already did the avoda as hakapara with a tnai that you do the next one. But really, technically, mi'ila is already over. Really, is over by the zrika. Just like the Rishon, the Tanoim that hold that Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akev, right? That's ma'akev the avoda, but it might not be ma'akev the kapara, right? That's what we just said earlier, right? Maybe the machlokas. Rav Papa says everybody agrees Shirayim is ma'akev. And the question is, I'm sorry, everybody agrees that the machlokas is whether Shirayim is ma'akev or not. But even if you say it's ma'akev, it might not be called a zrika. Right, so therefore, here too, you would have that discussion. So that's quoted by Reb Chaim by a number of the later Achronim. Okay, let's continue. Tani kavasi Rav Papa. So there's a brayso that supports Rav Papa. What support? As Rashi says here, that even Rabbi Shmuel holds that Shirayim are not ma'akev. Everybody holds Shirayim are not ma'akev, and the machlokas is about mitzui chatas. As follows. Ve'eskol dam hapar yishpoch matam lomar hapar. So what, again, this is by one of the phrases that we had in Perek Dalid, by the coin, par coin Mashiach, by the first one, limed apal yom kipurim. So it's being megala, because it could have just said ve'eskol hadam yishpoch. What do you mean called dam hapar? Right, you don't need that word par. So it must be referring to something totally in a different context from Achremos. Right, this is in Vayikra. This is that was Achremos. So maybe it's alluding to that the dam of the par of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, by Yom Kippurim Shetoin Matan Damim Liyisod. It needs its Shvicha Shirayim to the Yisod. Also, Divrei Rebbe. Amar Rebbe Shmuel, Kavachomer. What do you need a pasuk for to tell me that the Shirayim of the Par Kohen Yom Kippur is going to go to the Yisod? Uma imi she'ein nichnas damo lifnim chova. if by a regular carbon whose dam does not go in chova. That's by our case, par kohen gadol. There's no chova for him to do an aveira and then to bring a carbon with his dam going nichnas lefnim. If his dam does not go, ein nichnas dam lefnim chova. Tohen yisod, yet it needs, its shirayim needs to be poured on the yisod. So misha nichnas dam lefnim chova, the power of the Yom Kippur, which is a chova, so then you don't dincha tohen yisod. So surely, it should need to be poured on the yisod, right? You don't need a positive to be that. It's a kal v'chomer. Or, so, but what, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva again has a very similar but a little different. Uma mishein damo nechlas lefnai v'lefnim, bein lechova bein lemitzvah, ton yisod, if you have a carbon that does not go lefnai v'lefnim. Even the par kohen gadol only goes into the heichal. It doesn't go into the Kodesh Kodashim. So if you have the power of the Kohen Gadol that goes only into the Heichal and yet needs Yisod, Mishenichlas Damo Chova, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and Odinjaton Yisod, surely it's a more important carbon, a more significant carbon, and it needs the Yisod. So either way, in the, what are these Havaminas? These Kavachomers, or Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva saying that you don't need a Pasuk to teach me that the Shirayim of the Par Yom Kippur needs to be put onto the Yisod of the Mizbah Chova. Right? You know that from a Kavachomer. Says the Gemara, Yochol Yakvenu, you might think that it is ma'akev, this is the raya that we were trying to get, you might think that the shirayim not only has to be put there, but it's ma'akev to be put there. Tamalomar, v'kip kila, michaper es hakodesh. When he finishes being mechaper, shalmu kala kaparas kulan. When he finishes everything that is written here, and shvicha shirayim are not written in that parsha, that's how you know it's not ma'akev. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So that's the raya. That Bryce is the Raya there, Rabbi Yishmael, holds that Shvicha Shirayim is not Ma'akev. So what must he hold? In the previous Bryce, it must be about Mitzui Chatas Ha'of and not about Shvicha Shirayim. Period. Good, but now we continue with the Bryce, not the part that we needed to bring for the Raya. Kal v'chomer lepar kohen Mashiach. Maybe we'll have now a Kal v'chomer to par kohen Mashiach from the Seir of the Nasi. From the Seir of the Nasi, which is two psukim, two parshios later. Me'ata. Uma mishe'ein nichnas domo lifnim lo chova v'lo mitzvah. Ton yisod. If by the seer of the nasi, the third section of Vayikra Perek Dalet, that does not go lifnim at all. Doesn't even go into the heichal. That needs yisod. Mishe nichnas domo lifnim bein lechova bein lemitzvah ein odincha ton yisod. Right, so it's a kavachomer, so you don't even need it to be written. The beginning of the kavachomer in step one of the brisa, you don't even need that. You could just learn that from the seer of the nasi. Yochol Yakve. Rashi has a question about the girsa here. What does it mean, bein lechova? When do you ever have a chova to bring the seer of the nasi? It's if he doesn't have aver or not. So Rashi takes out that girsa and then he says, if you want to have it, I'll work it out for you. Okay, but either way, we continue the brisa. Yochol Yakve. No time alomer ves kol damapar yishboch. Nitko hakasav laasei vaso shiari mitzvah lomalacha shiari mein ma'akvin. So what do you have the extra phrase for? You don't even need the phrase to teach me that you need shirayim for the par kohen gadol. And there you can learn it from the seer of the nasi. So what do you need it to teach me for? To teach you that it's not ma'akev. That's why you have it there. Because after all the avodah is done, the pasuk says, all the blood spill out. So nitko akasev, the Torah, it was separated. It wrote it here, la'asei va'aso shiari mitzvah. So it makes it into what's called shirayim of a mitzvah. Lomar lecha shirayim ma'akvin. So it's not ma'akev. Again, Rashi and the other mefarshim figure out exactly what's the diuk of nitko hakasuv. Rashi says in the second to last line, Shashina behiluch lashono. It changes a little bit in the phraseology of the psukim because it says v'lokach v'hiza v'nasan, and then it doesn't say v'shafach. It says v'kol adam yishpoch. It's a little different phrase. So it makes it a little different to say that is not ma'akev. Okay, either way, we learn from this that shirayim are not ma'akvin from this price, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Good, we continue. V'savar Rabbi Yishmael, mitzi chata sa'of ma'akev. Is it really true? So what would Rabbi Papa say? So mitzi chata sa'of is the machlokas. So then the second part of the, so to speak, zrikas of the chata sa'of, Rabbi Yishmael would say it's ma'akev. Is that really true? V'yatana devei Rabbi Yishmael, v'anishar badam yimatzei. What's left over in the neck of the animal, you squeeze out, you do mitzui. V'hanishar, if there is left over, yimatzei. It should be squeezed out. V'she'eino nishar, and if there's nothing left, lo yimatzei. So, if you didn't do it, then it's not required. So you see there, it's not ma'akev. Shrei Tanoi, Alibi Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, machlokes, Tanoim, later Tanoim within the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. There is an interesting halacha about Chata Sa'of versus Ola Sa'of. We just alluded to it before, but now we will mention it again. And that the Rambam says, it's counted in the safe, in the Rambam and in the Chinuch, is a separate Isser Daraisa. We don't count Chata Sa'of as a separate mitzvah from Chatas Behema. It's all included in Karban Chatas. But there is a separate losaseh. There's an Issa Daraisa, Kohanim, that are going to learn to do Malika for the Chatas Ha'of. They're not allowed to sever the head from the body totally. Not allowed to separate it totally. That's the halacha that it says in Perakei Halacha Ches, Umalakas Rosho Mimul Arpo Velo Yavdil. Velo Yavdil. Not allowed to be Mavdil, which is the opposite of the Ola Sa'of. By Ola Sa'of, where you're burning it all on the Mizbeach, you have to separate the head from the body, and then you burn it all. But by Chada Sa'of, you're not allowed to separate it. So again, as we say, we try to think, if we really think about these, and we're not shochtim, we're like, what? Separating the head, not from the head. But again, every detail, as I've said before, I will let people do the shritas, and now everybody has to know their own unique personalities, and I can give shir about the shrita, but not do the shrita. But the halacha is, there's a difference. There's an Issa Daraisa, one of the 365, separating the head of the Chata Sa'of from its body. You have to do the shchita and not separate the head. While Ola, you have to separate the head. So, Apib Hashkafa Machshava, what's the reason for those two? So there's a beautiful thought from the Shem Yishmuel. The Shem Yishmuel says, well, what is each one brought for? What is each one the Aveira that it comes for? So we know Chazal say, an Ola is Ba'a al Hirhurei Halev. Why is it called Hirhure Alev, but not Hirhure Amoach? Right? It's the brain, it's not the heart. Sometimes things pop into our head. Hashem understands that it's difficult. Sometimes something pops into our head. That's okay. The problem is when we let it go to our heart, when we let it seep in, not only stay in the brain, we don't only have the Adata Hayom, but we have Ashivos El Vavecha. That's the problem. That's the problem for that we have to do tshuva for. And that's the Huhuri Halev. And that's what Ola has come from. What do you do by Ola? You have to separate. You have to separate. Why? Because what's the tikkun? What was the problem? The problem was that we didn't separate the head from the heart. And what do you have to do to be misakein? You have to separate the head from the heart. And that's why we dafka separate and sever the head from the body by an olas ha'of, to give us that message that we should have separated. What's the opposite? What is a chatas? Chatas ha'of. Let's say, the person, he's so poor and he can't bring, right, that he can't bring an animal. So chatas ha'of, it comes from avonos that he did bishgaga. Right, let's say in Olav Yorei, he did it by accident. What's a shogeg? A shogeg means that you did something and you weren't thinking. You weren't thinking. You should have thought about it more. You should have thought about it, meaning your head wasn't connected to your body, and you should have been connected to your body more. So that's why Dafka, by the Chata Sa'of, what the problem was? That your head was not connected to your body. And the tikkun is that it is, and that's why you're not mafrid, you do not sever by Chata Sa'of. That's the Shem Yishmuel in Vayikra, again, the chilik between Chata Sa'of and Ola Sa'of, why there's a difference between separating and not. You can read the pasuk and say, what's the difference of this detail? We can't explain every detail, as the Chinuch himself says, but once in a while we can try to get some. Okay. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Vayter. Hai Tana Sav Shirayim Ma'akev. The following opinion holds that Shirayim are Ma'akev. Detanya. HaKohen HaMachate Osa. The Kohen that does it right now, this is in Sav. Sav, like the Ramban says, Vayikra is Mitzad the Bailim, and Sav is Mitzad the Kohenim. HaKohen HaMachate Osa. So we darshan. The osa, osa shenitan dama lamala, velo osa shenitan dama lamata. Osa, that one that is brought, the dam is brought lamala by chatas, velo osa shenitan dama lamata. Rashi, hamachati osa, hazorek es dama, ubichlala de zos taras achatas, ksiv osa miutahi. Im mechate es dama kehil chasosha kasafti lechaba kronatina lamalahu tavi chitui v'necheles vilolo. Right, if you bring the dam in the proper place above, so then it can be eaten. But if you did not do the dam in the proper place, so then v'lo osashi the dam lamata. And if you did not sprinkle the dam in the proper place above, so then the animal is not kosher. Amart v'chimayin basa. From where are you coming? Meaning, what's the havamina that it would be kosher? What's the havamina? Michlal shenemar v'dam zvachecha yishafech al mizbeach v'gomer lamadnu l'nitan ilam b'matan arba. That pasuk teaches me that the matan arba by achat l'shem nasan b'matan achas kiper, even if you only have one, as we learned in the last parak by a karman chatos, even one b'dieved is okay. Yochal af nitan l'mala shenatan l'matan kiper. So I might have thought, even if you brought it in the wrong spot, just like you could get rid of, you don't have to do all four carbon chatas rikas. You could do three, you could do one. Maybe you could do zero in the right place. And as long as you do it below. Says the Gemara Vidinhu. One second. There's a limud that we would say, of course, it's not kosher. Again, this is all the limud, and we're going to end up saying that Shirayim or Ma'akev. Vidinu, I would have learned that, no, of course it's not kosher. Nemr damim ha'amur, nemr damim lamala, v'nemr damim lamata. We talk about dam lamala, and with meaning vizriko, so we talk about dam lamata, like by chata sa'ov, v'nemr damim lamata, ma damim ha'amur lamaton, shenasan lamala, lo kiper. Just like if you flipped lamaton and lamala, it is not mechaper, av damim ha'amur lamala, in masan lamata, lo kiper. So to the opposite. It shouldn't be. You shouldn't need a limud. Again, it's obvious if you do it in the wrong spot. The Shilu Mekubet says right here in Oz Bey's notes that it's not an exact parallel. It's not an exact parallel to the, under, over, and 4-1. You know, it's not an exact parallel, but it's limudim in a general sense. You didn't do it in the perfect sense. Lo, so now the Gemara says back, lo, im amarte betachtonim, shenitana bimetina lamala, shein sofa lamala lo kiper. Maybe you can't compare up to down, and down to up. Maybe the ones that were supposed to be put down and you put up, that for sure is no good, because that has no shaychus to the above part. But, tomar be'el yonim, shenasan lamata, the ones that you put up, we know, are going to flow, trickle down. So maybe it's not as bad. Tomar be'el yonim, shenasan lamata, shiesh bahem karav lamata, that is going to have something related to down. What is that? So you might say this means that it's going to trickle down. Rashi says maybe what it means is shvicha shirayim. So even the ones that have lamala have something that they have shaychus to the lamata, because in this blood that you're sprinkling lamala is also the shirayim that you're going to put lamata. So therefore, maybe it shouldn't be as bad. Says the Gemara back, damim hapnimiyim yochichu. No, the dam pnimi, the ones from the chadas pnimius, will prove that that svara doesn't work. Sheyesh mehem karav bachutz, that also has shirayim bachutz, v'im nasan betchila bachutz lo kiper. And yet if you just did the zrikas of the pnimi bachutz, of course it doesn't work. So that would prove that you can't bring a raya from the shirayim. Lo, im amarta b'damim pnimiyim, shem izbecha pnimiyim imarkan. No, maybe dam pnimi, you can't bring me a raya, because there the avoda of the izbecha pnimi is not complete yet when you do the avoda. We'll have to see what that means. Tomar be'el yonim, unlike the zrikas above to below, shrei kronos b'markos osan. The dalet kronos, that completes the avoda. And therefore, imnasan lamata kshirim. I would have thought that's a different type of avoda. And therefore, if you put him lamata, it would be kosher. Tama lomar osa. Osa shinita dama lamala, velo shinita dama lamata. Period. End of brisa. What did the brisa prove? The brisa was just quoted in drasha to teach me that if you do the zrikas hadam of achatas in the wrong place, lamata instead of lamala, then the carbon cannot be eaten. And we just went through a bunch of havaminas. What do you need to possibly teach me that? Of course, if you do the zrikas hadam in the wrong place, of course you can't eat it. And we went back and forth whether it's obvious or you need a pasuk. It's obvious you need a pasuk. And we ended up saying that you need a pasuk. But along the way, we had a phrase that now we're going to be medayik in. My she'ein mizbeach ha'pnimi m'markan. The brisa said, well, the avoda, the hazoyos, the sprinklings in the mizbeach ha'pnimi is not complete. So what is not complete about it? Lav, doesn't that mean elu shirayim? Isn't it about the shirayim? That was not complete, and therefore this is a tana that holds that shvicha shirayim are ma'akev. The Gemara says, Amalei Rava, no. Ihachi teisi b'kal v'chomer. No, that's not what it means. Right, but maybe you could just learn that from b'kal v'chomer. Ma shirayim apnimiyim. Shesofan chova bachutz. Asan b'tchila bachutz lo kiper. If it's ma'akev, and it's talking about shvicha shirayim, then you can have this kal v'chomer. Shirayim apnimiyim, that you have to do the shvicha shirayim bachutz, even though you have to do a chova bachutz. If you did the zrikas bachutz, it's not machaper. You did it in the wrong place. It has to be done in the mizbeach apanimi. So anitana lamala shein sofen chova lamata. The zrikas lamala, which do not have a chova lamata, right? The shirayim there are not ma'akev. Va'asan betchila lamata in odin shelo kiper. Meaning, if it meant shvicha shirayim, the brisa could have mentioned a different kalvachomer. If the shvicha shirayim of the chatos pnimios are ma'akev, it could have had this kalvachomer, and the brisa did not mention this kalvachomer. So it must be that it doesn't mean that. The fact that it's not mimarkon, it doesn't mean that. It must be something else. Ella ein mizbeach lepanimi mimarkon bilvad ella paroches. It just means that the zrikas on the mizbeach itself is not the complete avoda. Also towards the paroches, that's also part of the avoda. That's what it means. But nothing to do with shvicha shirayim. So this brisa, we don't know what this opinion holds. Right? This is not a brisa that we're forced to say is an opinion that holds shvicha shirayim is ma'akev. Okay. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Finishing up. Vekila mechaper. Those are the two words there at the end of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, which is, we pointed out that it's only called the Avodah of Yom Kippur at the end of that section. It's the Avodah of the Kodesh Kadoshim that Aaron HaKohen went in. Vekila mechaper. And he completes the kapara. So, im kiper kala. If he did all the zrikos, then he finished. Vim lo kiper lo kala. And if he didn't do all the zrikos, then he did not finish. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda says, why don't you darshan it as follows? Why do you flip? The word kilo comes before the word mechaper in the Torah. So just darshan it like that, says Rabbi Yehuda. Im kilo, if he completed kiper, then the kapara works. Ve'im lo kilo lo kiper. And if he did not complete the avodah, it is not kapara. Shim chisur achas b'kol ha-matonos, loss of a loklum. If you didn't do one of the matanas, it didn't work. It sounds, though, very similar, right? Even though you flipped the word. So, my b'nai, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they have a following. What's the machlokas? Chad amar, mashmas darshan mikim b'nai. One says, it's just a question about how to darshan the psukim, but there's no nafkamina la halacha. The chad amar, shirai ma'akvin ikim b'nai. Maybe the difference is about shirai ma'akvin. That's not listed in the avoda. So, im kila mechaper, you were kila. But it's, you finished. This is not quoted. But the other way to look at it of, if you were mechaper, then you were kila, so then maybe it is included. Tistayin der Yeshua ben Levi, so who said what? Tistayin der Yeshua ben Levi, who damer shirayim demakvi. Maybe we should suggest that, maybe we can suggest that Yeshua ben Levi is the one that said shirayim ma'akvin. Why? Damer Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi said, you have to add in what the case is. The case is where the dam spilled out before the shvicha shirayim. You did all the avodas pnim, and then the dam spilled out. Says, what do you do? L'divrei, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, L'divrei ha'omer shirayim ma'akvin, if you say shirayim are ma'akev, what do you do now? You do the avoda of the parochas, you do the avoda of the mizbeach hazav. Maybe parechad, u'maschel betchilam mibifnim. You got to do it again. Because you can't just shech the karbon and bring the blood, because then that's not shirayim. Shirayim means leftover from blood that you used in the real avoda. So if you finish the avoda, and you didn't do the shvicha shirayim yet, you got to do it. Shech another karban and do the avoda pnim inside. Rashi says you can't just take this blood because it's not called shirayim then. So you have to start again from the heichal. Svasemis discusses just from the heichal. Why not have to do all of it again? Okay, but either way, so this is the language from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So you see, maybe he's the one that holds shvicha shirayim as ma'akev. Says the Gemara, Otu Rabbi Yochanan less le hasvar. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of it. From Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemya, Kidivri Ha'omei Shirei Ma'akvim. Rabbi Nechemya is like the opinion that holds Shiraim or Ma'akev. Meaning what? Both opinions, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, talk about the opinion. It doesn't mean they hold of it. So, Ella Kidivri Ha'omei V'lav Lahani L'tanoi. Hachanami Kidivri Ha'omei V'lav Lahani Tanoi. They could be saying, like the opinion, but it doesn't mean that these two Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, are holding it. Meaning, there's no raya either way from these quotes of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan what they hold. They could just be talking about the shita that holds shvicha shirayim is ma'akev. But they're not specifically relating it to these Tanoim of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, either way, that is the discussion. Again, most of what we discussed today was about shvicha shirayim, whether that is ma'akev or not. Again, there's a lumdis about that, as we said. Is it looked at as a zrika or not? Even if it's only l'chadchila, is it really looked at as a zrika? Even if it's ma'akev, maybe it's not a zrika. Maybe it's ma'akev and it's not part of the kapara. Right? A lot of different formulations that one could have. When you do it, is it still looked at as the Shvicha Shirayim of each and every Karbon, or is it just a generic, general Shvicha Shirayim? These are just some of the questions that came up along the way. We spoke about Chatas Ha'of and Olas Ha'of, and the difference between them, and a couple of other points along the way. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, next time we get into the next Mishnah, the second Mishnah here in Ezeo Makoman, about a regular Karbonas Chatas.